In the past two decades, it has become widely recognized that when adults or children are too skittish or shut down to derive comfort from human beings, relationships with other mammals can help. Dogs and horses, and even dolphins, offer less complicated companionship while providing the necessary sense of safety. Dogs and horses in particular are now extensively used to treat some groups of trauma patients. Three levels of safety. After trauma, the world is experienced with a different nervous system that has an altered perception of risk and safety. Porges coined the word neuroception to describe the capacity to evaluate relative danger and safety in one's environment. When we try to help people with faulty neuroception, the great challenge is finding ways to reset their physiology so that their survival mechanisms stop working against them. This means helping them to respond appropriately to danger, but even more, to recover the capacity to experience safety, relaxation, and true reciprocity. I have extensively interviewed and treated 6 people who survived plane crashes. 2 reported having lost consciousness during the incident. Even though they were not physically injured, they collapsed mentally. 2 went into a panic and stayed frantic until well after we had started treatment. 2 remained calm and resourceful and helped evacuate fellow passengers from the burning wreckage. I found a similar range of responses in survivors of rape, car crashes, and torture. In the previous chapter, we saw the radically different reactions of Stan and Uta as they relived the highway disaster they'd experienced side by side. What accounts for this spectrum of responses? Focused, collapsed, or frantic? Porges' theory provides an explanation. The autonomic nervous system regulates 3 fundamental physiological states. The level of safety determines which one of these is activated at any particular time. Whenever we feel threatened, we instinctively turn to the first level, social engagement. We call out for help, support, and comfort from the people around us. But if no one comes to our aid, or we're in immediate danger, the organism reverts to a more primitive way to survive: fight or flight. We fight off our attacker, or we run to a safe place. However, if this fails, we can't get away, we're held down or trapped, the organism tries to preserve itself by shutting down and expending as little energy as possible. We are then in a state of freeze or collapse.